Each breath we engage in begins and triggers a process of evolution. Evolution seems to be a long and gentle process that takes eons, generations, thousands, millions of years. We think of evolution as this process that takes lifetimes, slow change. Yet the truth of evolution is that there is a moment of evolutionary flux, a trigger, a mutation, a major paradigm shift that changes everything that was and everything that will follow. So where are you in your evolution? Can you trust in the belief that evolution isn't a long and slow, arduous process, a series of accidents and reactions? But a process of dynamic shifting that happens in a split second. And whether that shift happens at the DNA level or the genetic level, whether it happens in your worldview level, if it happens in a traumatic physical shift level, there's a moment of change. And to be conscious dreamers, the work is to draw in the intention that triggers that change. A choice, but on a deep level, a somatic, energetic level. So draw in that breath that empowers and feeds. Let go with the exhale to release what no longer serves you. And in the space between the in and the out, you open up and you make room for the intention for the evolutionary shift. And as a dear mentor of mine would say, expect the unexpected. In this shifting process, we empower the moment of shifting intention. And that shifted intention and the power that comes in and the passion around it and the gratitude around that passion, you open the possibilities for change. We say, be the change. You're not only the change, but you are the precursor elements that came into this moment, and you are everything in the dream after it. You're everything that you see around you, influencing and influenced by a dynamic dance of evolutionary change. Breathe into that power that lies within us to hold the space between the in-breath and the out-breath and suspend that moment, because in that moment we open up the dimension where chi flows in, where our resources come in, where the ideas come in, the intuition comes in that wakened space. We're no longer anchored by the earthbound, sleeping state emotions, but we transform them into their empowered state. So find that place between the inhale and the exhale. a moment, a suspended moment of evolutionary potential. We don't have to wait for this, build up to it, be patient for the next equinox or solstice or calendar day in the Mayans or some external alignment of the stars that we so many times use and it disempowers us. The fact is, every moment in an infinite universe contains some combination of energy that allows for change, that can feed you, empower you, and trigger this evolutionary flux. First is to trust and to expand that boundary of trust that surrounds our dreaming. As we expand that boundary of trust with gratitude, wrapping that boundary, the garland of gratitude wrapping around that boundary with gratitude as it opens and flexes and softens, and that trust widens, and it begins to envelop the experiences and beliefs and thoughts and emotions that lock us in, that question our trust that we are energetic bodies, and as energetic bodies have the potential to shift and change on the deepest levels. As energetic bodies, we empower the potential at any moment to shift and awaken that evolutionary change. Can we trust that? Can we face the questions, the logic, the science, the religion, the education, everything that has layered on us the inability to trust and question and close us down and shut us down, and welcome each time we have that feeling to embrace it with gratitude and open that trust? Each time we look at our body and we feel it falling apart or in pain or unable to heal, and our mind drops into all the medical logic of why it's that way, and because I'm a woman or because I'm a man or because I'm 60 or because I'm, and that self-definition locks us into another boundary of trust. So breathe into the courage it takes to face those powerful sense testimonies, those powerful boundaries, and with love and gratitude, wrap them, embrace them, soften them, and expand those boundaries. Breathe into that expansion, feel how easy it is for us to widen up and open up, to change that definition of self to include the earth below us. So melt into that earth energy. Use that creative yi, that inner vision, that visualization skill that we all have, and see the poetry of what it means to melt into the earth, to merge with the Aina, with the earth energy. More than just an intellectual dance, more than just a fantasy, more than just a theory, this has to become for us an experiential trusting. If we truly want to evolve and change, and be as awake as we can in this insane dreaming we call life, in a world of sleeping people who have secured and locked down a structure of limits and scarcity and fear, if you truly want to be free in that dance, then concepts like melting into the earth have to become part of our everyday experience. Each step we take is more than just a body walking, but emerging with the energy around us. Every thought that comes into our mind is more than just a random structure of intellect, and it becomes an expansion into a resource that travels back and forward in time and expands into the infinite reaches of the Akashic records, of the information dynamics that vibrate in every atom in this universe. This is where we are being asked to enter into in our everyday life, in everything we do, not just our meditations, not just the beautiful spiritual walks in the mountains, but the times when we're standing in the line at the bank and we're confronted by a challenging situation. The times that are not easy are the moments to remember and say, thank you for showing me this edge of my trust, the reminder that I am dreaming awake in an infinite universe. And in these quiet times where we select to disengage from the triggers of the world, we can go deeper, faster. We can listen to these thoughts, these reminders, knowing that we carry this information inside us. We know these truths to be self-evident in our being. These concepts are the very fabric of the reality that we experience. It's what holds the atoms together. To embrace the solid structure of this reality, the sensual aspects of this reality with joy and excitement. Be inspired by the limits of the physical. To embrace the limits of the physical so we can see how they window us into the infinite. So melt into the earth. How soft can you get? How liquid can you become? And in that melting process, we go beyond our skin and bones. We go beyond the shape of our bodies, the structure of our bodies, and we let this body become the meta body, the energetic body. And as we redefine body, we redefine mind and spirit. Trust that this body is more than the skin and bones and cells and fluids. See your body as this vibrating field, the Wei Qi field, filling the space around you, influencing the space around you. We're so consumed and concerned by how the world influences us. It's a trick of the ego to be concerned with how the outside world affects us, how people's energy affects us, how GMOs affect us, how the government affects us, and all the bullshit of fear and ego that we've been tricked into believing is of primary importance. when we shift the primary focus into how we influence the world, how our Wei Qi energetic field vibrates out and is influencing the world around us, the game shifts. Confidence and empowerment go up, and your dreaming, the reality you experience, takes on a different flavor. So we do this work to set the resonance of our energetic field to first harmonize with the earth so we melt into the earth. And in that poetry, we become harmonic and sympathetic and empathetic with the earth energy. Schumann resonance science has ways of describing this. It's around 8 hertz, 8 beats per second. A powerful frequency of the number 8, just as we are here in this octagonal classroom, a sacred geometry of an 8-sided structure, we are vibrating in an 8-beat harmony. So feel that music of the earth moving through us. Because when we move from that place, we are grounded. Grounded. And when we're grounded and rooted and harmonizing with the Aina, then we can truly spread our wings. And we can begin to open up this spirit energy and feel how we expand out into the heavens. Open up. Expand into the resources around us. We are not alone. Yet we are all one. When alone is transformed into all one, we change the game. So melt into the earth. Resonate with our root energy. And from there, expand out and trust how fear transforms into intuition, and that intuition begins to help us tap into the multidimensional information resources around us. What we need for our personal healing is there. What we need for our growth on a spiritual level is there. What we need for our emotional harmonizing is right there within us. And each breath we take reminds us to stay awake in this dream, embrace this infinite nature. Breathe and release what no longer serves you. Inhale and draw in the resources that feed us. Exhale, release what no longer serves you without judgment. Inhale, open up to your empowerment. We are awake in a dream. The more we can embrace this concept, the more we can navigate through this reality and understand that the choices we make and the worldview we carry and the beliefs we have about everything affect everything. To proceed with joy and gratitude is truly self-love, as the world we see is a mirror of self.